My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, whoever is portraying Davin's scammer Belinda now better have good notes, because now it's time to play Interrogate the Scammer. See how they make out. Listen and enjoy.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Davin, Hip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
So I go, you took down a lot of pictures before this happened. I think you were getting ready to move on. Remember last week?
She
was taking down the pictures on my personal Facebook page.
Right. It's like all of a sudden she was cleaning house.
Yeah. I used to wake up and see those special pictures. Now no more. You did it for a reason. It was thought out. She goes, I did that to get your attention. I was talking to you and you were not replying to me. Remember, I was blowing it off for a while. I knew if I took down the pictures, you would reply to me. And it worked. I guess I know you more than you think I do. I go, that is not true.
That is such BS. That's not what the person was saying last week.
You were ever a manager anywhere and like an employee you had left and you got to clean out the desk? Maybe set up the new desk and everything like that. So that's actually what they were doing last week.
Yeah.
We cleaned out all this. Stuff. We put a couple of new catalogs in there.
It's like, here, we got a couple of stapler, dispenser.
Scotch tape in there.
Nothing more than office supplies?
Yes.
Sorry. Maybe find a classified stamp.
Maybe you can hook up with a girl from Staples.
I can hope. I go, that is not true. You took down all the pictures of you and Kasha from when you revealed yourself before this happened. This I know. She goes, yeah, I did, and I've told you why I did it. I go, no, you never did tell me. She goes, that's what I've told you now. And now this person, I think, is starting to find out what Belinda and all the others have started to have learned. This, you better have your shit in order if you come to play.
It's like, you know, the Inquisition.
Yeah.
Here
you can see the flop sweat
forming
on this guy's brow.
I can smell it from here.
You have got to be shitting me.
He's got a Russian accent, but sure.
You know what?
Never works.
What does a Ghanaian accent sound like?
It ain't that.
Well, we'll go with Russian. If we find it, we'll go with Ghanaian.
You know what? Putin's getting in everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
All right. Here's a girl.
I go, no, you never did tell me. She goes, that's what I've told you now. I go, you are misunderstanding me. Why did you take down the pictures of you and Kasha when things were good between us? We were fine. She goes, I know we were fine. I didn't know... didn't know what came over me, and I took them down. I am sorry. We'll upload some very soon. I don't know what this asshole took those down. I didn't know this was going to cause such
a
problem.
Oh, for God's sake, who knew you were even looking that hard? Oh, my God.
This person's like, son of a bitch, this isn't even my client.
You were so aggravated.
Yes.
I'm starting to side with him because I feel bad for him.
Yeah. Why? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
You're just trying to go in and make some, you know, pay your mortgage, and somebody's going to bust your ball.
He's calling over, Mahomba, what the hell did you do to this guy?
You know, these people have the same thing in common that Chase Bank had. They just want to pass me along to somebody else.
I know.
Because I got all the answers and they have none of them.
Hold, please, for the next representative.
Exactly. They just want to pass me to client. I mean, to rep to rep. That's what I meant. I go. She goes, I'll upload some very soon. I go, fine. Clearly, you do not want me on your regular Facebook page, the page which I found but you never told me about. I want to know why. Do I embarrass you? She goes, you don't. Why do you think that? I told you I had a Facebook, which I forgot the password. That I know I told you. That was in the notes.
Very good catch.
That little emphasis. That I know I told you. Because they have told me that.
Yes.
But that I know. I don't know this other shit. I'm bluffing. But you got me there.
That one I know.
That one I... It's right here in the notes.
Hold on. It's on page 3.
We had this conversation. Exactly. I go, how can I not? Yes, but you do have a password now. You would rather have friends on there that are cowards, thieves, and racists than somebody who's shown you nothing but love and compassion. She goes, are you calling the people in that Facebook racist, cowards, and thieves? I go,
hey, didn't Cher sing that?
I think she
did. Racist, cowards, and thieves. We hear it from the people in the hut they call us.
That's a great Cher tune.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
I got that on my phone.
That is a good tune.
It is.
That is a great tune. I noticed you're wearing a blanket. I got cold, and you're wearing a blanket.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, I'm freezing.
She goes, are you calling the people on that Facebook racist cowards and thieves? I go, some of them I am. What would you call people who practice Sakala? Heroes?
My family.
Oh. Oh, nice. My family.
She goes, which of them do you think practice Sakala? I go, I can't get into that now. To do so would make things much worse for everybody. I have said too much. Sometime, if we ever meet or talk on Skype, I can reveal more.
Oh.
She goes, okay, if you say so. Son of a bitch.
You didn't buy it.
I go, what do you think of Sakala? Is it justified? She goes, of course not. You can never justify anything bad, except scamming.
Except what I'm doing to you.
Exactly. I go, well, there, we agree. Still, those people are on your page and do not say you do not know any of them. And here I am, the person you tried to scam, but then came clean and has shown you nothing but love and patience. Clearly, you do not want me there, and I wish to know why. She goes, I don't know why I've not put you there. Probably the most truthful thing she said.
I'm flipping through the guidebook as fast as I can, motherfucker.
But most in line answer with what was been going on.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've not put you there. Maybe I want to have something concrete from you or with you.
Hold on. I have to interrupt. I actually said because it was going on with the storyline before, but it is a different answer. What were you told before in regards to that? Was this the answer?
She was kept on pushing me off that she was going to.
Yes.
It was never, I don't know, I just haven't gotten to it.
It was promised, I haven't gotten to it yet.
And what was the answer, and what was the answer tonight?
I don't know why I've not put you there.
That's a red herring right there.
I know.
She should have had that. I'm going to be getting to it.
Yeah, exactly.
That should have been the answer.
That's the party line.
She goes,
maybe I want to have something concrete from you, or with you. So when I put you there, it would be for just putting you there. So when I put you there, it won't be for just putting you there, but to make things formal between us.
Totally different answer than the old.
That's totally different.
Totally different answer.
By the way, Tom says, didn't offer to Skype like the past Melindas.
Good point.
That's a good pickup.
Yeah.
Good pickup. Although, to be fair, Belinda's been pushing that. Well, you know what? It has
not
been
Not like that. That's a good pickup, Tom.
Yeah.
The girl's not available.
Yes.
Yeah, not like that, no.
I go, you have people you do not even know on there. At least that is what you told me. I spent hours on here with you. While I was at Tropical Resorts, I elected to be with you in my room on the computer. What do you want? What concrete thing do you wish? Then I go, gone again. You are here, you are gone. You are here, you are gone. Your Facebook is like our relationship.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.